Welcome to another eye-opening episode of
Revealing the Truth About Islam,
the show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam,
exposing the life of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran.
It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdok.
And hello, our dear friends. Glad to have you with us tonight. It is the beautiful Saturday, as every Saturday, and it is November the 20th, just a few days before Thanksgiving and Christmas just on the corner. And this is Usama Dakdok with you from the state of Missouri. With us tonight, as usual, our producer and the co-host, Christy Johnson from Mississippi, and Adam from somewhere else in planet Earth. Adam is the man who's behind all this ministry, but believe it or not, he will be talking, but you'll not be able to see him. If you see him, I have to, blah, blah. No, I'm not going to say it. God is good, Christy. Hello, yeah. Christy. How are you?
Hey, Usama. I'm doing great. This is the time of year where I live that the weather is always just amazing. It's cool in the evening.
Now she's telling me the weather is good.
It's wonderful.
It's 30 degrees. and 20 degrees coming up next week.
Well, that's why I don't live in those places.
I'm telling you, I'm jealous. I'm really jealous. Last week I was in Texas. It was in the 70s, and I came here, and I'm looking at the temperature on my car. I'm not kidding you, Christy. Every 10 miles I go up north, I lose two, three points. By the time I got to Missouri, it was in the 30s. I said, what is wrong with planet Earth? Why can't God make it all just the same temperature? Like Texas, like Mississippi, but hey, maybe tough people like me can handle the cold weather.
You can handle it. I handled it for years, but I'll tell you what, I chopped a lot of wood and I had a lot of fires in my house to stay warm. And yeah, after I did all that and drove around in the snow and the ice, I said, I'm done with that. I'm going to
Adam, I want to hear your voice, brother. Where are thou? Adam, where are you? See, that's when you talk about
I am here, brother. I do not want to interrupt you, but awesome. The weather is getting chillier day by day, and I do not like chilly weather. You know, I am from the place where summers is 120, 130, and winter is like 50s, high 40s, so your cold is bad for me.
Hey, I tell you what, we all move to Florida and we'll be like where we came from. But God is good. Good to have you, Adam, with us tonight. Appreciate you, brother.
Thank you, Adam.
Being with us tonight here.
Thank you, everyone. God bless you. Let the show begin.
Amen. I love this brother. He is really encouragement here. To me and to you, Christy, aren't you encouraged by Adam the man?
Of course, because he loves the Lord and, you know, he helps you more than... I won't say that. You get enough help from Adam that it makes it simple for us to do this as a coordinated effort.
You're going to see me stand here, don't know what to do. He talks to me on the phone. Do this, do that. He's like, what do you call this? Another producer for him.
That's it. He really is a producer for this part.
You see, I'm getting better. I know how to turn my computer on and off now.
Wow.
It's not bad.
You know, it was funny earlier because you were asking me where I was.
Yeah.
Tell him. And where were you?
Well, you are in Mississippi, and I'm in Missouri. That's good enough.
Yes.
All right. So here's the deal, because I know we have so much stuff we talk about.
Yes.
Guys, invite your friends, share, and like us, and ring the bells, and all this good stuff. Invite other friends to be with us as we roll in our study tonight to have as many people as possible. That is good. I don't mind for people to watch these programs later, but guess what? I have to share this with you sincerely. That's why it's very important for you to be live with us.
Yes.
If you have not watched Women Islam Part 3, well, guess what? You're not going to be able to watch it. Why? Because YouTube did me a good favor by removing that video from the internet. We'll do our best so we can put it back again in the future. But it's a fight. It's a war.
It's
all what they heard me, say something about the disease we're living in this day. And how dare I am to share some truth or some 100% fact information about the medicines they're giving to the people in their body with the, you know, what. Now, they will continue to do that as a good excuse to remove our videos of the YouTube, which is fine because I'm telling the truth. My hand is clean. I don't have blood on my hand. They can cover themselves with their own children's blood and their own grandchildren's blood, and that they will come and they will be so sorry to be used as useful idiots by the devil, who just happens to be Allah, the God of Muhammad. And we're going to prove this to you in the near future. Adam, I need to see you. We jump
yeah, just to add it to everyone, we are going to open a Rumble for Osama Duck Talk. And we are going to create a Facebook page for Osama Duck Talk. All of these videos which YouTube will going to remove, they will be there. So I'm going to make these two in the next 2 weeks. And we will put these videos there which have been removed from YouTube. And we will actually going to add a pointer to that in community page. So you guys can still watch it which YouTube has removed. So you will have those on Rumble and you will have those on Facebook page. Both of them are coming. I'm working on that. Bear with me. And we will have all of these videos. We have the recording of everything, and we will put it there, and we will point you guys there to watch what YouTube has removed.
I have a question, Usama. Have you told Adam you already have a Facebook page, and there's a Facebook page for the ministry? Make sure that he knows that.
You can communicate with Adam about it.
All right, I will.
Secret code and all this stuff.
So we don't get confused.
Okay, here's the deal, guys. Here's my concern.
Yes.
If they will start bothering our ministry by taking videos out because we say something about some medicine and some effect of the medicine on people, well, guess what? Today, they are taking our video out because of that disease. Tomorrow, they will take us for sure out because of the worst disease than that disease we have today, which is called the disease of Islam. Trust me.
Yes.
As I said this years ago, when we started doing the radio broadcast on Radio Jihad, which is used to be Radio Jihad, now it is
Global Patriot Radio.
All right. Now, I said there a good, how many years have we been doing that? 16, 14 years?
Something like that. 13, 14 years, yeah.
Imagine with me. For 14 years, I was waiting and I expect that the day will come where I go log in and you cannot log in because somebody with more power than the power we have in our small circle of our ministry who will talk to the top people on whatever place and they took us off air. I know this is going to happen. I'm not surprised that even as I shared with you previously, that maybe while I'm driving from one state to another state, or even as I'm leaving this city, which I'm broadcasting to you, go back to my home, that some policemen will put red and blue lights behind my car, and I'll be stopped, and they will be arresting me, lock me up in some prison or some jail. And maybe my family will find out something about me, or maybe you and my family will never find out anything about me. Or maybe I will meet my Lord when a good Muslim will follow the teaching of Muhammad in the Quran and the Sunnah of Islam, and who will take care of me by killing me. This ministry is not a wishy-washy ministry.
Right.
Most people who do ministry like ours, they are kind of, you know, I've seen it. You hear them, you don't know if you're talking to a Christian guy or to a Muslim guy. They're holding the stick in the middle. We never hold the stick in the middle. We speak the truth, even though we know that it will cost us in the long run, being off air or being off life, physical life on this world. But it doesn't matter. I have gave my life to the Lord when I started this ministry, literally 1 year before. And in these 21 years, I decided never to love the American people. If they want to shut me down, that's okay. They can do that. But I will not be silent. If they will arrest me or some Muslim take care of me, that's fine. But I will not be silent because I don't want to have any of your children in this country or grandchildren in this country in the future. I don't want to have any of them blood on my hands. You, YouTube people, whatever, who was to shut me down, if you are really that stupid to be used as useful idiot to cover the truth with lies or get rid of me because I'm speaking the truth, that's fine. The blood of the American people will be on your head, not just on your hand, on your head. And I'll be standing before my Lord with clean hands. So is Christy, so is Adam, so is many of the people who are willing to stand in the gap to speak the truth. And we got plenty of us right now online. If they shut us all down, may it be, and we know that is the end of time, but we have no more daytime work. Jesus said, you must work as long as there is daytime. Night is coming when no one can work. It's not because we're going to go sleep. No, because they're going to shut us down one way or another. Go ahead, sis.
Well, Yuslama, I just wanted to clarify that this is not a new message. We have been telling people this for many years, and that's why I try to say, look, I know it's a little bit of effort to go and learn about Islam. It's a little bit of an effort to, you know, follow the programs, but please do it, because one day the information won't be there, and you'll have, instead of a Usama Dakdok talking and telling the truth, you're going to have some Christian who is really believing Islam and Christianity are the same, and they'll be up there on the camera telling you that Usama Dakdok is a liar, and they're there to tell you the truth, and you won't know the difference. You won't know what's the truth. Please believe me. It's already, yes, just what I was going to say. It's already happening.
Some big Christian name. You remember? What's his name? His name is, what's his name? I can't remember. The guy,
J.D. Greer? J.D. Greer? Yeah.
J.D. Greer, that's one. And Dr.
James White.
Wright. And so on and on.
Even Rick Warren.
There's another guy, his name is Fuad al-Masri. I'm not kidding you. I'm going to be bringing some of his teaching to you, which will blow your mind. That's the man from Lebanon, for heaven's sake.
Yeah.
The Muslims are just destroying Lebanon right now. Why? He's praising Allah and Muhammad and Islam, literally, by telling there's so much unite us than these who divide us. There is nothing. Let me say it again. Nothing. N-O-T-H-I-N-G. I with a dot on top of it, okay? Nothing. With T is crossed, okay? Nothing similar between Christianity and Islam. Zero similarity. Zero. And if you hear anybody say that there are so much unite us than divide us, that man is a deceiver, and he works for the devil. Am I right, Christy?
Absolutely. There's two things. There are deceivers and there are deceived. And they're both telling the same lies. And you don't know which is which. But if you're just deceived, our goal is to tell you the truth, open your eyes so you can understand. But like I said, don't waste your day when you can learn the truth, because, you know, the truth isn't going to change. It's not. It will be the same, but you won't hear it anymore.
I got today a telephone call. I was around maybe 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and the phone rang. Hello? Yes, hello. And she said to me, are you the Straightway Church? I said, no, ma'am, I'm not the Straightway Church, but I'm a Straightway Grace Ministry. She said, you're a Christian ministry who wrote this small booklet. I said, what booklet? The red one and the green one. I said, yes. She said, why do you lie to the American people? I said, excuse me, what? Why do you lie to the American people? Why? You said in this red booklet, which is obviously the violent truth of Islam, you said in this book that Islam is not a loving and peaceful religion. I said, yes, ma'am. That's what Allah said in the Quran. That's what Muhammad said in the Hadith. Have you read the booklet? She said, I have it in my hand. And why do you lie to the American people? I said, what lie are you talking about? Listen to this guy. I said, what do you see in this booklet is not true? Which verse you don't like? She said, you're lying. I said, what do you mean? She said, if Muslims do not write books like that, why do you write a book like that? I said, excuse me, what? She believes, she's an American, without accent, so I know for sure she's American. She believes, I am lying because I'm tough in this booklet, which make Islam look bad. And I said, which one of these verses or one of the saying of Muhammad is not true? I said, can you share with me which one you don't like? I'm trying to figure out why she does not like that booklet. Have you read it? I said, how about the cover? Let's talk about the cover. Does the cover speak the truth? I mean, think about it, Christy.
Mm-hmm.
There are Christian men wearing this orange shirt.
Right.
And the Muslim men behind them wearing the black. And they made the statement and they start beheading these Christian men from Egypt on the beach of Libya. That picture, Christy, speak for 1,000 words. I do not have 1,000 words in the book. And I said, here's the picture. And below the picture is Quran 47:4. When he meets those who became infidels, strike the necks. until you have made a great spot on Monday. I said, which part of the picture of the book is not true?
Mm-hmm.
And she hung up.
Oh, she hung up on you. You know, this is sad, though, because I will tell you, my heart goes out to people who are Muslim, who are worried that maybe they've spent a lot of their life or their family has spent a lot of their life. And I understand this because it happens with people in cults of all kinds. And suddenly they're confronted with the truth and they're worried. Oh, my gosh, all this time I believe these things and they're not true. That is a time of decision. That's when you have to decide. If you reject the truth, the Lord says this, when you reject the truth, when you knew it to be true, God can turn you over to a reprobate mind that you'll believe a lie. So when you hear the truth, maybe you're not sure, but pray, read, make sure you know what's going on, because there'll come a time you may not be able to tell the difference.
Sure. Well, Christy, I know you have the producer for the show. You have some material you want to talk about tonight. So go ahead, launch your topics, and I will do my best to chat with you on it as we continue. If you have any questions from any of the audience, feel free to stop me, or people in the radio side also feel free to stop me.
Thank you. I got a couple people, and I want to say hi to our friend Jennifer. She's on the channel with us too. I'm going to read what I wrote to describe the program, because it kind of tells you what I wanted to address, okay?
Sure.
Self-defense, Islam, and the Rittenhouse case. We discuss current concerns for America and the world. Usama and Adam speak with a perspective coming from Muslim countries. Okay, what I think is important here is the connection between self-defense, Islam, and the Rittenhouse case. And I wanted to share that tonight as one of the things that I want to make people aware of, because, you know, the case just ended and we had this young man found not guilty. But here's the problem. People don't understand or don't remember what happened a year ago.
Mm.
And I wanted to play for you something that I had posted and you and I talked about when all of this stuff was going on in Kenosha. Weren't you there at the time, Usama, or very close to the time?
I was Saturday and Sunday, just after the burning on, I believe the burning on Thursday night or Friday. I can't remember. I think it was Thursday. Because when I went there, I can literally smell the burning of the cars. The smell is all in the air. And I got sick in my stomach because I was walking and all the businesses are covered with wood. And they have the fist hands up. And they have Black Lives Matter. And they have hands up, don't shoot. And they have, I mean, all this look. It was so sick. It was so coward. And I made a show. And we're talking in our radio broadcast. On that Saturday, I shared with you, Chris, and I said, the day will come when Muslims will burn this country, and while the Muslims burn the country, the businesses will be covered with boards like that, and they will say on the board, Islam is love, Islam is peace, and kiss up to the Muslims, and they will bow down to the Muslims, because that's exactly what happened with Black Lives Matter, which are a bunch of cowards, bunch of little boys and girls, whom their mama still makes them add the milk to the cereal, and they live in their mama's and daddy's basement, and they have no life. They get paid for the first time in their life, $200, to stand up in a different places in the street and they carry the sign. That is the best money they ever made in their life. Little boys and girls or a bunch of cowards. I said before, you put one person there, bah, in the air. All these boys and girls, Black Lives Matter, and Antifa will run away. They get disappeared. They're cowards. Now, you do the same thing with the Muslim in the future, and one person goes, bah! One person's there. Well, guess what? The Muslim will shout, Allahu Akbar, and they pull the bomb out of their own wrist. It blows themselves to pieces to kill as many Americans as they can. That is the difference between Antifa and Black Lives and the real Muslim jihadis. They will not run away when you start shooting. They would love to get shot for Allah to be killed as martyrs if they will not said their best, the bomb best, as itself.
Well, what I wanted to share is, Usama, that you actually were there. You knew what was going on. And I believe people were very scared when all this was happening. and all of these riots were happening, these businesses were being burned, do you think people were going, oh, it's a lovely peaceful protest, or were they scared, Usama? What is the answer?
People were living in fear. I wish I had a camera to shoot some videos, but I saw that plenty on air, plenty everywhere. I don't have to add another camera, so just go and watch it.
Well,
the city was burning to the ground. And in this family, in this trial, they make them peaceful, loving, godly, holy, righteous people. Not just the ones that shot, but even the other ones. They're all black.
It was all peaceful. So there was no problem. Well,
it's like Islam is love, Islam is peace. Same language.
Well, I wanted to share this particular part of the information because fortunately I was able to watch what was going on internet TV. And if you want to see the truth, you really have to go to some of these channels, which I shared the slides, like OAN, Real America's Voice. And now we have Frank Speech. These are the channels that are going to give you the truth. So I was watching at the time, I think I was watching Right Side Broadcasting, which it was also filming at the time. So when Usama was talking about how bad it was, I knew, and I saw the video on live when this shooting happened, and then, of course, a little later when there was other incidents. But I want to explain, Usama, what we discovered is that a lot of the people that were involved in Black Lives Matter were connected to the Nation of Islam. Isn't that right?
Even up to yesterday, if you watch, Christy, the riot in New York, what do we see? Muslim from Palestine carrying the Palestine flag in the riot. What does it have to do with Islam? Why the Muslims are in the midst of the riots of New York, which have nothing to do with Kenosha, Wisconsin?
But here's what I want to tie in specifically. Self-defense, Islam, and the Rittenhouse case. We know when all this stuff started, here was a person, the boy who had been shot, and by the way, he was not killed. By the way, he was armed. By the way, he was attempting to attack a woman who was either his ex-wife or his girlfriend, but she had his children, and he had come after her. She called the police for help. They leave that out. They tell you, oh, the police shot this man. He was totally innocent. No. And they say he killed. No, he wasn't killed. He was injured very badly. But I want to tell you, his name, Jacob Blake. I want you to listen to Jacob Blake's father, who was there outside when they were doing the protest. And he was there and started with a prayer. Usama, you're going to listen to this, and then you're going to tell me what it is. Okay, here we go.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki yawmideen. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'een. Ihdina sirata al-mustaqeem. Sirata al-ladina an'amta alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi alayhim wa ladh-dhalleen. Why do I say Al-Fatiha? Because in Al-Fatiha there are seven what? There's seven verses. There were seven bullets put in my son's back. I'm standing here with my sisters and my brothers. Hell yeah, I'm mad. But understand, when you get angry, you lose control.
Okay, that was Jacob Blake's father, the boy that was shot.
Yeah, and you know what, Christy? You will never hear that prayer. You'll never hear anything about Jacob's daddy, the Muslim believer, in any TV station. And here we go. Once again, we'll tell you, Jacob's daddy is a good Muslim, and he read Al-Fatiha. That's Quran chapter 1, which says, in the name of Allah, the merciful, the praise be to Allah, the Lord of the world, the owner of the day of judgment. To you we, to you alone we serve, and to you we seek help. guy that's in the straight way, the way of those whom you have graced, the Muslims, not the one whom your wrath is against, the Jew, nor the lost one, the Christian. I mean. Okay, so here we go. The prayer of hatred to the Jew and the Christian, which sadly all the Muslims preach and pray all over this country and all over the Muslim world, and the stupid, dumb American who heard him, they were so happy. He is the man saying this wonderful prayer to talk about his son, which got shot in his back by the evil, wicked cop. His son was a criminal, and he was not shot in his back, but he was about to harm somebody, kill somebody. He's a criminal. You don't talk with criminals. You don't negotiate with criminals. The longer you wait, the better the chance for the criminal to kill somebody. Have we learned anything from September 11? Imagine with me. We talked to these men who are taking the cabinet of the airplane. Hey, how about a cup of coffee? Can we talk with you for a minute? Would you please don't take the airplane to the building? Oh, too late. Now the airplane is inside the tower. Now the tower is on fire. Now the tower crumbles. Why is that? Because you cannot negotiate with Muslims. You cannot negotiate with terrorists. You, as a matter of fact, the more you negotiate, the more you give them the assurance that they will accomplish their goal and they will do exactly what they're hoping to accomplish, killing the infidel. So with all respect, I'm glad he's a Muslim. And I'm glad that he read that prayer. And sadly, nobody else will hear it except here.
Yes.
That channel, with the small number of people watching us, the most important channel, because we don't sugarcoat Islam and we expose everything about the role of Islam for the destruction of America. That was a year ago. Yesterday, as I said earlier, we see the Islamic flag of the Muslim jihadi of Palestine are flying under, and the stupid American, let me say it again, the stupid, useful American bragging about having these Muslims with them. Well, guess what, Chris? I was in Sarasota, Black Lives Matter, in the big rally, remember I talked about in our show as well?
Yes.
And there was a Muslim Palestinian in the Black Lives Matter in Sarasota, Florida.
Yep.
Carrying the flag of the Palestinians. What is the connection between Black Lives Matter and Muslims? It's the same. The stupid American who love Black Lives Matter, who love Intifada, who hate America, who hate Jesus Christ, who hate Christianity, who hate our Constitution, who hate our flag. It's amazing. When I was in Sarasota, there were like 65 people. Most of them are old. I was the youngest, 51 years old. I was the youngest. The one after me is literally 75 years old and older. Bunch of old people carrying the flag of the United States of America. And in the middle, as I was raising the flag up and hold up for the salute of the flag, none of Black Lives Matter have the American flag. Only one have the Palestinian flag. They're anti-America. They're good, stupid Democrats who hate this country, who hate our Constitution, who hate the flag of the United States of America, who would like to allow the Muslims to take over this country. That's what it is.
Yeah.
What's the connection? It is one of the same. They worship the devil. They
yes.
worship Satan.
Yes, and that's why it's so important. Like I said, I thank the Lord that we have the chance to be on this program, but God only knows how long we'll be able to do this. But there are so many things that you're not going to hear on the mainstream media. And I'm just urging everybody to do all they can to support the programming we do, not because what? I'm going to get rich, although I must say, I did get a new computer from the ministry, and I'm so thankful.
In our program tonight, Christy, we're going to show the American people what happened when the liberal media will control these podcasts. Because what's happening in England in the last 15 years is exactly what is coming to America in the next 5 years. Let me say it again. I'm going to share with you a video which comes actually from another presentation, which is Reveal the Truth About Sharia, Islamic Law. We're going to play this because it fits with our study about women and marriage.
Absolutely.
And what is happening in England, ladies and gentlemen, is exactly what is coming to America in the next 5 years with the help of the liberal, who maybe also take this off today from YouTube because they don't want you to hear the truth.
That's
They're
right.
the best thing they can to stop the truth from coming to you. They are the idiots, and they will bring destruction to their own children and their own grandchildren, that they will come in America, where American young girls will be raped, as already have cases in America.
Yes.
We already have cases in America.
And those have all been covered up.
Yeah, the Afghani came from Afghanistan, the 120,000 who came, and already raped young girl in Wisconsin. I had the case, and I know maybe you two were going to take me out because of that statement, but guess what? We got the case. We got the information. 100% is true. The rest happened, and that is exactly what's happening in America, and the worst is yet to come. So you can do whatever you want to do, but your children and your grandchildren will curse the day to have you as parents or grandparents for covering up for the Muslims.
Yeah, I just wanted to say it's really important for people to understand that we talked about this years ago, that Muslims will work with socialists. Muslims will work with communists. They'll work with Marxists. They all have these things in common where they're working for the same goal, and that is to work against the Lord. That is to work against the truth. That is to work against freedom, because there's no freedom in Islam.
Sure. Absolutely. And you know what, Christy? It is a fact. Muslims will work with anybody and everybody for the destruction of America. And when America is destroyed, they will go against the communists. They will go against everybody. They will, right now, Muslims in America working with gay and lesbian.
That's right.
I never thought in my life that gay and lesbian will work with the Muslims to protest our ministry. None doesn't make any sense. But they will use the gay and lesbian. They will use liberal churches. They will use the Democrats. They will use the communists. They will use the socialists. They will use anybody for the destruction of America. But after America is gone, they will turn against each one of them. And after all of them is gone, Muslims will go against the Muslims. For the Shia will be killing the Sunni, and the Sunni will be killing the Shia. And that's when you see chaos worldwide.
You know, Usama, that's what we, you know, have been trying to talk about for so many years. We're seeing it materialize. So it is so important you know the truth. The scripture tells us that in the end times there would be deception. Jesus said, take heed no man deceive you. That means don't let me deceive you. Don't let Usama deceive you. But how can you keep from being deceived? Number one, you need to pray. You need to read the Bible. Or if you don't have a Bible, you need to find someone who has one and can share with you the truth. But actually, all of the time, the truth is revealed. God will reveal the truth. But if you reject it, you're going to lose your ability to tell the difference. We see a lot of people like that. Okay, Usama, we'll cover that other story about the person you asked me to look at later. And I'm going to let you go ahead and start. I thank our friends. They're making suggestions about other platforms. And yes, we are using other platforms. I've been using them. Usama's going to be using them. So thank goodness. God's good.
Let's take a good break. Christy, when we come from this break, Lord's willing, it's a commercial about exposing the truth about the Quran. And Lord's willing, after that, we'll start our program.
For the last 1,400 years, Muslims worldwide have considered only one book to be the perfect, complete, and inspired word of Allah, the Quran. In fact, Muhammad claimed that his only miracle was the Quran itself. But is it a clear miracle of God, or is it just a confusing deception of man?
Over and over, Allah states through his prophets in the Quran that the Quran is a clear book, a very clear revelation. Easy to understand. But is this true? Can a Muslim or any reader who reads the Quran understand the truth about five ships as the creation, the life of the prophet, or even the life of Jesus?
Scattered throughout the Quran, Muhammad records bits and pieces of information about famous biblical characters such as Adam, Abraham, Moses, David, Jonah, and even Noah. But this information is disconnected and fragmentary, contradicting the Bible and even contradicting itself.
10 years ago, the Lord put on my heart to write a book about exposing the lies and the errors of the Quran. But then we have faced another problem. All current English translations are corrupted. The English translator who translated the Quran to the English language hides many of the errors and the mistakes of the Quran from the English world. Then we spend several years to produce an accurate modern English translation of the Quran. And with that completed, we then begin production and have now finished our latest project, exposing the truth about the Quran.
In this powerful new 2-volume set, you will discover one of the most thorough and comprehensive critiques of the Quran available in print. First, all of the references to important topics such as creation and the stories of the prophets scattered throughout the Quran are collected together into one place. Next, we examine the writings of the most respected Muslim scholars as they seek to understand these confusing and contradictory passages. Then, we demonstrate that Muslim scholars were forced to abandon the Quran and that they had to turn to the Bible for the true and authentic histories of these events in their futile attempt to reconcile the two. Finally, this comprehensive two-volume set proves that Muhammad contradicted the Bible and that the Quran repeatedly contradicts itself as it discusses these important issues.
It's time for the West to know the truth about Islam, to know the truth about its so-called prophet Muhammad. The Bible clearly teaches, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. We must know and expose the darkness, the dangers, and the deception of Islam, not only to protect ourselves, but to bring the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ to all the Muslims whom we love.
For ordering and more information, please visit thestraightway.org. Individual copy and case pricing is available.
Welcome back. It's good to have you here, and I hope and I pray that you will see these books that are available as e-books and that are also as paper book, and we'll be happy to send them to you. Just to go to our website and get them on Amazon as well. Yeah. I know this is going to be a very important study to continue. This is part four of Women in Islam, and I'm going to use this screen here to share the screen with you guys.
Okay.
And here we go, and share. All right. We stopped in our program last time, Christy, on this portion here.
Yeah. And remember, you told me if I wanted to say something, I just want to welcome a couple of other friends. We have someone here from the Philippines, somebody here from Nigeria, and I love that because I have some friends from Nigeria who live here now, and so... Welcome everybody.
Yes, have everybody. And if you guys can share, it will be awesome time there. Share, like, and ring the bell, and all this good stuff, which I don't know what it is. So if you can do it, just do it, because I don't know what it is.
Help Usama. Right. He doesn't know what it is, but please do.
Maybe Adam someday will teach me this stuff. But anyway, So here for now, Lord's willing, we stop at this slide. I'm going to get it again because, you know, some Muslim in America will tell you, it's amazing. I'm not kidding you. A Muslim in America will tell you that 9 years in Muhammad days is like 15 or 16 years today. So when Muhammad married to his favorite wife, Aisha, and she was 6 and he did not make love to her until she turned 9, the 9 in Muhammad days is different than today. Excuse me. Which one of Muhammad's companions have a wife at the age of 6, 7, 8, 9? Do you know one? I would love to know the name. If it was the normal thing in Muhammad days for a Muslim people or Arab in general to marry to little children, why not any of Muhammad's companions, number one? Number two, why Abu Bakr Siddiq, which is Muhammad's father-in-law, and his wife refused to give Muhammad their own daughter as a wife? If that's the normal. If that's the normal, why not Muhammad break the normal because it's nonsense? And if it is not the normal, not the normal, why Muhammad would live in such sin? Now, a lot of it because people say, well, it used to be then, not now. Excuse me. We got examples of many little girls today who is married to Muslim men all over the Muslim world who are in their father or maybe grandfather's age. As a matter of fact, we have them in America. Just from the last trip when the Afghanis started landing in America, and you're not going to hear this anywhere else, the Afghani land in America, and they have their little children. Well, surprise, they're not actually their little children. They are their little wives. And what the old Biden administration did about it, they zip it. You know what zip it is? Zip it.
Yeah, be quiet.
Are you willing to insult Allah? Are you willing to insult Muhammad? I mean, that's exactly what it is. It is the teaching of the Quran. It is the teaching of Muhammad. It is the sunnah of Islam for a man in any age to be married to little children. As I'm going to share with you from the Sharia, from Islamic law, from their own books. For example, we see here in that screen, as we saw in our last program, Quran is what Allah said. Somehow it's not playing, Christy, and I do not know why. It doesn't matter. Lord is willing, I will read it for you. Quran 65:4, and for those of you women who despair of menstruation, if you doubt that they may be pregnant, their prescribed waiting time is 3 months, as well as for those who have not yet begun menstruation. According to the great Muslim scholar Al-Tabari, it is little children. What do we learn from the Quran here? I know Adam is coming to the mic. Go ahead, Brother Adam.
And Qurtubi, and Jalalain, and Ibn Kathir, and Ibn Abbas, all of them says that means little girls.
Oh, thank you so much. I just like Al-Tabari. I like just Al-Qurtubi. The one I use in my writing is Al-Qurtubi. But, of course, if you investigate it, the Muslim says little children, which means what? Allah Almighty, allow Muslim men to be involved sexually with little girls. Because why a man would doubt that his little wife is pregnant unless he is involved with her sexually? And that is those who have not yet begun menstruation. So don't tell me. 9 years in Muhammad days, they having their period and they have children and they have grandchildren to while they're 9 years old. Come on, people. Logic, common sense. It's made up lie. This is made up lie. It is wrong in Muhammad days and is wrong today. It is child molestation. It is a pedophilia lifestyle which does not fit with anyone who believes there is a God and there is respect for little girls.
Usama, you've talked about this before, and I think we've seen cases where you've had very young teenage girls who become pregnant, and it is very dangerous. They die sometimes in childbirth.
Because their body cannot deliver a baby. Yes, she got the ability to be pregnant, but little girls cannot have children because during the pregnancy, there's complication. During the birth, there's a complication. Sadly, many of these girls die, and their babies die. And it's sad. It's all over the Muslim world. And
for those of your women who despair of menstruation, if you doubt that they may be pregnant, their prescribed waiting time is 3 months, as well as for those who have not yet begun menstruation.
That is a verse which we read. Okay? So, now I want to talk about marriage. I want to talk about marriage from Sharia point of view. From Sharia point of view. Because I'm not making this up. If somebody think I'm making this up, please let me know. If the YouTube people are going to take this video up because they think I made it up, please give me a call before you remove this. Because the consequence of this is going to be so severe that your grandchildren in America will be raped. Your daughters will be raped. And your wife will be raped as well because that's how it works. How am I going to prove it? I'm going to prove it from England. And trust me, if it is in England for all the last 15 years, it's coming to a city near you. That's the reality. Now, what is marriage? Marriage in Islam is in M3.13. Go ahead, Christy, if you don't mind. Can you read this slide for me?
Yes. Whenever the bride is a virgin, the father or the grandfather may marry her to someone without her permission. Though it's recommended to ask her permission if she has reached puberty. A virgin silence is considered permission.
This is from the Alliance of the Traveler. So before somebody gets mad at me, please go talk to the Muslim scholars of the Azhar University. Go talk to the Muslim imams of America. That's what they study in school to become a Muslim imam. Ask them. Is this in the book? If you don't have access to the book, please buy one. If you cannot afford it, please let me know. I will send you mine. That is for the people on YouTube who maybe take this video out because it's insulting to the Muslim. No, don't be stupid. Don't be useful idiot. This is the reality of Islam. Adam, I see you coming up, bro.
I have shared the links of free download of Reliance of Traveler on multiple of my videos already. And after this video is done, I will put the download link of Reliance of Traveler, which is Umdat al-Salik, according to the Sharia law of Imam Shafi, under this video description as well, so that you do not have to spend a single penny. You can just download it for free.
Good for you. And that's why I like you, Adam. You're my special friend, and I really mean it this time.
Let's clear this up because we have a Christian family man asking where this reference is. This is from The Reliance of the Traveler, and this is how the verses in there are written. This is M3.13.2.
And that's not verses, just to clarify. These are the Sharia law based on the Quran
right.
and Sunnah.
I'm sorry, not verses.
The law, not the Sharia law, the Sharia, which means the Islamic law.
Right.
My bad.
Right.
It's the law of land.
Yes, indeed. I love Adam.
I wanted to just say, we just had a case where it was featured on a special, and they were saying in Afghanistan that this is what's happening now. Fathers are having to let their daughters marry someone, and little kids, a documentary on a little child, I guess she was about 9, going off to marry some guy who looked like he was in his 60s, maybe 50s, and this kid's just crying. Yeah, sad.
But here's the law. Here's the law. If she is a virgin and she did not have the puberty yet, she's a kid. What age? After birth. I'm going to show it to you in the next slide. After birth. So the mama was pregnant and the baby came out and the mama's still alive and the baby is alive. Okay? You look, it's a girl. Now a daddy can marry her to somebody who may be 40 years old, 50 years old. I don't know. They mean who have more camels or have more dowry. Okay? The more you pay, obviously, that'll be the fit husband for her. Now, what is the chance if she's grown up? And the dad said, you're going to marry so-and-so. Oh, no, dad, I don't want to marry. That's not happening that way. Maybe in the movies in America, like Fiddler on the Roof, but not in the real life in the Muslim world. If she said no, oh, maybe she is no longer a virgin. Maybe she may commit adultery. You know what? We stone her to death. So what do you think? Stone to death or marry a man in her father's age or her grandfather's age? Of course, silence is the best way to take it. A virgin of silence is considered remission. She didn't have to say a word. She's a wife. Go ahead, Adam.
Yes. Because you said certain things, I would like to play a video with your permission, if you like.
Sure, absolutely. Go ahead.
This video happened as a interview on a live satellite TV of Egypt. This is not a ABCD video. FYI, I'm going to play it over here. It's in Arabic. But the subtitles will give things out. They are very bold subtitles.
Sure.
There you go, guys.
يعني كلام صحيح البخاري. كلام الفتح، كلام الحافظ في الفتح، كل ده بيقول إنه الاتفاق على إنه الكلام هنا على الصغيرة التي لم تبلغ الحيض بعد يجوز تزويجها. وإن لم يحدث وفاق تطليقها والشرع قال هذا فعدتها كذا. مين اللي قال الكلام ده زي ما بقول لحضرتك كده ولا لم يحدث
صغيرة يعني الصغيرة اللي هي لم تبلغ الحيض يجوز
نعم
يجوز
طبعا الكلام ليس كلامي إنما الكلام على إيه
يعني تبقى مثلا يعني مثلا كم سنة يعني 10 سنين 9 سنين 8 سنين
لم يتحدث سنة الحقيقة لم يتحدث سنة زوج لا الشريعة الإسلامية كلها هات لي حد يقول لي اتحدث سن بيوم بسنة بعشرة بخمستاشر بعشرين
انت على كده بقى انت ممكن وهي لسه طفلة بقى شهر أو شهرين بقى ما شاء الله حتى يوم
last sentence is crazy
ان شاء الله حتى يوم even if she is one day old thank you Adam you proved my point
that was
man.
Very, good. Yeah.
Very good very good video I never even have access to that video before I'm glad Adam has it, and I'm glad we got it here. So, this is not something we're making up. This is the truth. Now move here. Christy, go ahead. Continue with that.
Islamic doctrine permits the marriage of prepubescent girls. There is no minimum age for a marriage contract, and consummation may take place when the girl is age 8 or 9.
Hello, my dear Muslim friends. Are you out of your mind? Are you really that dumb, stupid, blind to follow a child molester, a sex offender, a pedophile? That's exactly what you're doing. Because what is the reason for you to continue with this garbage أنت girls and the human life. What is the reason except because you follow the son of Muhammad? One of the two, you have to confess that Muhammad was a bad dude, or you have to live what Muhammad lived. Shame on you. Shame on you, Christian Muslim men, that you allow this, your children and your grandchildren. Get out of the darkness of Islam. Free. Free yourself. Free your children. Cut the chain off. Stop it. See, we're not going to follow a child molester anymore. Islam is not for me. I won't follow a child molester, a sex offender, a prophet pretender. Islam is not for me. Get out of it. Get out of it before you be hooked into it for the rest of your life, and your grandchildren will curse the day to have you as parents. Now, let's move on.
Lovely Town this week joined the list of shame where sex gangs have roamed seemingly unchecked to prey on girls as young as 11, raping, drugging, beating, trafficking, and potentially even murdering them in the process. What's happened in Telford could be the worst case of a paedophile gang involved in widespread child abuse the country has ever seen. But as I read the names of those convicted, something struck me. In Telford, they included Azir Ali Mahmoud, Mubarak Ali, and Adel Ali. In a similar case in Rotherham, Razwan Razag, Adil Hussein, and Zafran Ramzan were among the guilty. To Rochdale now, Mohammed Amin, Abdul Aziz, and Mohammed Sajid, among others, were convicted. And now to Oxford, where it was Anjam Dogar, Kamir Jamil, and Zishan Ahmed ending up behind bars. Now, a very broad reckoning of the guilty shows around 80% are men of Pakistani and Bangladeshi origin. Well, a couple of observations then. Why do they appear to view white girls as objects to be traded and even disposed of? And what is their community doing about it?
Nick, this is a tragedy that's been going on up and down the country. And unfortunately, the police and local councils have been complicit in covering up this scandal.
Was it?
Yeah, yeah.
Time and time again, they have found Pakistani and Bangladeshi South Asian Muslim men like me have been involved in grooming underage white girls and targeting them in what I would describe as racially motivated sexual assault.
See? Racial motivated sexual assault. Racial motivation. We're going to put it on, culture. We're going to put it on somebody else. This is Majid Nawaz, ladies and gentlemen. He's a moderate Muslim. He is a reformer Muslim. And how he became a moderate, how he became a reformer, put it on something else. Not Islam, not Allah, not Muhammad, not Sharia, something else. This have nothing to do with Islam. It have to do with anything else, but not Islam. Let's continue with this.
And for fear of racism, the local politicians for fear of losing votes, and the...
It have to do with this, Christy Johnston.
Nothing.
Muslim men, a Pakistani or Bangladeshi, assaulting little girls in England. What does it have to do with racism?
It doesn't have anything to do with racism except that hatred of non-Muslims.
No, but Christy, they do it to
He's
their own
making
children.
It up. I know.
When a Muslim man marries his own daughter, who is one day old to a Muslim man, what does it have to do with racism?
Nothing.
What does it have to do with culture? It has something to do with Sharia, Islamic law. As we saw in the video, Adam played, as we read it in their books, Sharia, Islamic law, in Revise of the Traveler, as I have studied myself when I was in school in Egypt, in Alexandria, Egypt, in college, when I studied Sharia, Islamic law. That's what he taught me. That is Islam. This has nothing to do with culture. This has nothing to do with racism. These are garbage lies. They put there to stop or see the subject of what it is. It is Allah, it's Muhammad, it's Islam.
Yeah, exactly. I just want to say, as far as the marriage on these little girls, babies even, you saw one of the most shocking things that I ever heard when I was doing, I was on a program, you were in Pal Talk or something, and there was a Muslim group, and they were all discussing this, about being married to infants. And what was acceptable and what wasn't acceptable. It was shocking.
Well, Adam, go ahead, Adam.
Yeah, when Christy says marriage a couple of times over here, I need to tell to the Western culture and Western people, Islamic marriage is not like the Western marriage. Like, in our part of the world, the southeastern part of the world, marriage is a relationship which is tied using the thinnest thread. Thinnest thread. Jesus Christ said, you are married for life, right? You cannot divorce her, okay? On the flip side, Islamic marriage can be broken like this. I hope you can
yeah,
hear that.
We can hear it.
Yeah. You said it, yes. Okay.
Exactly. So there is no marriage in Islam.
Talk about that. It's coming out of study.
So Christy, when she says marriage, and a lot of people
she's American,
are watching us.
She's American. She talks like most American people talk sometimes.
What? Wait a minute. Marriage is a contract, but it's not really a marriage. Trust me.
We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about Lord's willing. All right. Let's listen now. The problem in England. Here we go.
A fear of being sacked by those local politicians have been hiding this situation. And, of course, then it led to a national inquiry. We know that because the conclusions of the national inquiry were the same. I'm going to read to you something.
You know what he's describing to us? What's happened in England for the last 15 years before that video was made? The police does not talk about it, because if the police talk about it, the liberal media in England will defund the police. And the politician does not talk about it, because if the politician talk about it, the people will get rid of them and hire somebody else who's more liberal. You have to understand, what's happening in England is exactly what we're living in today in America. But it's been in England for 15 years. The police know about it. The politician know about it. The police does not talk about it because the guy is working as a cop. He needs to keep his job. He needs to keep his salary. And the police, the politician will not talk about it, because if they talk about it, somebody else will take the job. You know what's going to happen to America? I guarantee you, how the Democrats will keep winning offices and Republicans will lose offices is very simple. If the Republican will not say anything about these things, what difference does it make? If they say something about these things, the Muslim, the Democrats, with the help of the Muslims, they will do what? They will do exactly what they do in England. They will say, oh, you're Islamophobe. You know, they said that about Mr. Trump. He's Islamophobe. What did Trump do to make him Islamophobe? It's the one way to get rid of him. That's exactly what the liberals will continue to do. That Republican will see anything against Islam, like what I'm talking to you right now, and they are out. They'll be replaced by a good liberal Democrat who say Islam is law, Islam is peace, this does not have Islam. Just keep your hand on your eyes, pretend not to see it, or put your head in the sand and pretend it's nothing happening, and everything will be fine, and Muslim will continue to grow, and Muslim will continue to rape your daughters, your granddaughter in this country, in America. Well, let's watch.
So it could well be worse than what happened in Rotherham and Rochdale. And yet still, despite that, we have the superintendent for Telford and Wrekin, Tom Harding, saying the following. He said that what I would say is sexual offending across Telford and Wrekin is virtually identically proportionate to the breakdown of society. So it's not one particular section over others. Forgive the language, the French, but this is total BS, because he's confusing two types of sexual offences. We as Quilliam looked into this, and I'm going to come to the stats in a second.
I know you've done a lot of it, and you've done a lot of broadcasting. You're a real pillar in this area. I have to say, salute what you've done.
Thank you. Type one is the grooming of underage white girls, or any girl generally is type one as a category, the grooming of underage girls by gangs of men. Now, in type one, where the grooming gangs are involved, it was found in our research that we found, I'm going to put this up on the screen for you, that 84% of those involved in type one, which is gang grooming of underage girls, were, what it says there, South Asian. To be specific, they were Pakistani and Bangladeshi Muslims, right? Type two, which is, I hate to use the phrase, ordinary paedophilia, what we normally understand by the word paedophilia, is representative of wider society. So one statistic found it was about 87% in type two, which was paedophiles, 87% were white. Another found 100% were white. But of course, that's not surprising, because the vast majority of the country is white. What's interesting is the disproportionate figure of 84% hailing from my background. Why that's interesting is because roughly only 2% of the country are Pakistani and Bangladeshi Muslim men, who are responsible for 84% of collective grooming of underage white girls.
This was me, guys. Imagine this was me. That's the truth. 2% Pakistani and Bangladeshi. By the way, Pakistani and Afghani are cousins. As a matter of fact, with the, both the Egyptian Muslims are cousins. You put the Saudi Muslims, they're cousins. They're almost. Have nothing to do with race. Have nothing to do with culture. Have nothing. It is Islam. They follow the Sunnah of Muhammad. They love little girls. And I bring it to you now, I bring it to you now more even to the grown-up women in England. I shared about that, Christy, last time, and I said I'm going to play it tonight for sure. We will get it. Now, 2% of Muslims who live in England are responsible for 84% of cases for the last 16, 17 years in England. These are not just made up. These are people who got caught and in a court of law, and they found, yes, they raped the little girl. How? They found the semen of these men inside the little girl. It's not like somebody fabricating a case. No, it's 100%. Wait until the 2% in England, Pakistani and Bangladeshi, become 20%. Trust me, there will not be a child in England who is not going to be raped by the Muslim men. When Majid Nawaz made that video, the SPLC, Southern Poverty Law Center, put him on the list of head speaker. He's a smart guy. He got a lawyer. He sued them. He made, I believe, $3 million. And they wrote a letter for apology. Go to his site. You see it. A letter of apology that they say, we're sorry. We did not make, we made a mistake. Would you please forgive us? Aha! Why? Because they were stupid enough to attack that man, not realizing he's a Muslim. That's exactly what's happening in America today, Christy. Even the shooting in Kenosha, Wisconsin, is a racism. A white guy killed three, shot three people, killed two and wounded the third, is a racism. That's what he did, was that these people you think they're smart, Southern Poverty Law Center, they're stupid. They have me on that list way, way before him. I was number 17, I believe, on the list. The Simon Dachtoff, Streetway Based Ministry, hate speaker. Stupid people. What a garbage, stupid, useful, idiot people. And that they will come, and some of the members of the SPLC, Southern Poverty Law Center, that day is coming, and some of your children and some of your grandchildren will be raped by Muslim men in America, in your town. Just wait. Just wait. Because the police will not arrest these people, will not talk about it, and the politician will not talk about it, that America will become England. America will become England. Go ahead, Chris. You want to say something? Adam, I see Adam is off. Adam?
Yeah, we have a big issue over there. I have a friend. His name is Apostate Imam in the Great Britain, in London. In his YouTube video, he said, Great Britain is doing a bad thing by getting Muslims into the country and giving them asylum, because this is the teaching of Muhammad that I'm showing you. That's a big problem. Unless you have the confidence that you do not follow it, it's a bad decision. He was dragged to the court that he did hate preaching. He had to put a written apology in his channel and remove the video in which he stated that. And this just happened yesterday. Yesterday, on Friday.
Yep. Give England another couple of years. Not 4 years, another couple of years. What's happening in England is going to be in America soon. But give England, give the Muslim in England a couple of years from now, trust me. Nobody would dare to open his lips. They told him years ago, don't wear the military uniform in London. And they would tell them, you better shut up. If somebody raped your daughter, somebody raped your wife, smile. If you have another daughter, find another Muslim to rape her. That's exactly what's coming to the stupid British all over England. I'm not making this up. Wait until you see. Now,
and he's not a guy. He's an apostate from Islam. He studied under Zakir Naik himself for over 5 years.
Yeah.
And this is the guy who left Islam because of the teaching of Islam. After studying it deep inside, he left it.
He is
saying that. And that's what happened yesterday.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Now let's go to this hadith. I shared this with you before, But now we support it. One more time. What Muhammad did with Aisha was the sunnah of Islam. Muhammad is the noblest example, as we start in our study, if you go to part one, women Islam. If Muhammad did it, every Muslim must do it. Here we go. Aisha said what? The Prophet of Allah's prayer, and Allah's peace be upon him, married me when I was 6 years old, and he had sex with me when I was 9 years old. I did not make this up. It's in Sahih Muslim. It's in Sahih Bukhari. It's Sahih Muslim. Hadith number 1422. Correct hadith. It is there. It is there. Now, don't believe that liars and the garbage Muslims say, well, she was 18 or she was 28 or she was 58. No. These are lies. These are lies. That is what is written in the books. We study Sharia. We study the Sunnah of Muhammad. This is the Sunnah of Muhammad. Okay? Now, we read that verse already. I want to go to another very important. M6.7, in the same book, The Reliance of the Traveler. M6.7. Now, go ahead, Chris, read this verse.
It is not lawful or valid for a Muslim man to be married to any woman who is not either a Muslim, Christian, or Jew, nor is it lawful or valid for a Muslim woman to be married to anyone besides a Muslim.
I shared this before. I repeat myself again tonight. It's very important that in one of my speaking engagements in a Baptist church in Ohio, three Muslim imams came to the church, and they made the promotion. They start speaking loud, and that's not right. You saw my doctor is lying. That's not true. And then this three imam were talking to the leader of the church, and I was standing there. And he said, you teach lies. We love Christians. We love Jews. And then he said, I am married to a Christian wife, for heaven's sake. I love my wife with everything I got. I said, okay. Are you a citizen yet? He will not answer my question. This has nothing to do with it. I said, are you a citizen yet, Mr. Imam? You can marry a woman in Islam for her beauty, sexuality, or for her actions. It doesn't matter who she is, but that's okay. Are you a citizen yet? He will not answer the question. That's fine. That's fine. Okay. I said, can I marry your daughter? He said, no. Can I marry your sister? He said, no. Can I marry your granddaughter? He said, no. Wait a minute. I cannot marry a Muslim lady? He said, no. I said, I thought you tell me it's love. If it is love, a Muslim man marry a Christian lady, marry a Jewish lady, as a Jewish man or a Christian man marry a Muslim lady. No. It's one side. It is invasion. It is jihad of love. We did this program with Brother Adam a little bit earlier in our study. Jihad love. Yes, they're marrying the American ladies because they're going to produce Muslim babies out of her, and they're going to stop the American Christian or Jewish men to have babies out of her. If it is love, it goes both ways. But no, it is invasion. Muslim marrying Christian, Muslim marry Jews, or Muslim marrying Muslim. This is not marriage, first of all, because second and third and fourth and whatever other number of that of wives, we're going to be talking about a little bit later, that's not marriage. That is simply nukah. What is nukah? It's having sex. It's having sex. No more or less. Okay? So.
Yeah. Can I ask a question? You have said before that when, shoot, I already forgot what I was going to ask you. It's hard for me to get you to stop. I'm sorry. I'll remember in a minute. I'll remember what I was going to ask in just a minute.
How about that? If I go to a break, will this give you a chance to remember?
I don't know. Go ahead. Go ahead and go to a break. I'll see.
3 minutes. Get to it. Here we go. We're going to go to this one. I like this one.
The Straightway of Grace Ministry is excited to announce the creation of two new convenient materials to help you in your ministry to the Muslim community. Our first booklet is titled, The Straightway to Eternal Life. How many times have you met a Muslim man or woman, maybe in an airport or on a bus or in your neighborhood, and you felt burdened to share the good news of Jesus Christ, but you didn't know what to say, or even where to begin? We have produced a small, convenient tract that will empower you to reach those lost in the deception of Islam. This 24-page mini-booklet will share three facts. First, it seeks to convince Muslims that the Bible has not been corrupted, using just the verses from the Quran.
Secondly, it reveals convincing proof that the Quran cannot be the word of God due to an overwhelming number of errors and contradictions. Finally, it clearly presents the loving truth of the soul-saving gospel of Jesus Christ. Our second new booklet addresses the violent nature of the core teachings of Islam. Muslims continually claim that Islam is a loving and peaceful religion. They also insist that violence is committed by only a few radicals who misunderstood Muhammad's teachings in the Quran. This new booklet, titled The Violent Truth About Islam, examines dozens of passages from the Quran, the Hadith, and Muslim scholars. This powerful booklet will leave no doubt that Islam's long history of intolerance and bloodshed arises from the very words of Allah and the example of Muhammad's life. To order these new booklets, please visit thestraightway.org for more information. And now, back to our show.
Welcome back. And Christy, now yes. I know for sure should remember what was the question.
Yes. When, oops, I'm sorry, Adam, did you have something?
There is some echo going on. I'm sorry about the echo. We don't know why it is happening. And Christy was on mute when they were speaking, when the ad was running, and we still have echo.
So I don't know.
People, man, we need to souls and people. We can get rich and make a lot of money. Go ahead, Christy. Go ahead.
Well, the statement you made to raise Muslim babies out of them. I want you to clarify that. What does that mean? Important.
In Islam, there's two ways you become a Muslim. Number one, you'll be born from a Muslim father. That automatically make you a Muslim. The Imam said, I could not marry any Muslim lady because of the children. He said, because of the children. But he could not go in depth in front of these men in the church. I said, because if I am married to a Muslim lady, then she will have Christian baby. He said, yes. And if I am a Muslim man, marry a Christian lady or a Jewish lady, the babies will be Muslim. He said, yes. I said, is that how we know Barack Hussein Obama is a Muslim? And he will not even answer the question.
Very important. I'm glad you clarified that.
That is a fact. So you can be a Muslim by being born from a Muslim daddy or by saying the Shahada. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Even though 87% of the Muslims do not know what they're saying when they made that statement. Anyway, it's a sad story. Now, let's move on. Let's move on with our study. What I'm going to go is I go back again here, and I hope this will work. Here we go. Here we go. Quran chapter 4 and verse 24. This is foundation. This is Islam, ladies and gentlemen. This is the word of Allah. I don't have to marry a Christian lady. I don't have to marry a Jewish lady. I'll just kidnap her, and if I kidnap her, she's mine. If she is in my right-hand position, I can enjoy her sexually. Says who? Allah in the Quran. Go ahead, Christy. Read this verse for us, please.
Okay. And married women are also forbidden, except all that your right hand possesses. This is the decree of Allah for you. And it is lawful for you, besides this, to seek out women with your money, chaste without fornication. So whatever you enjoy, buy it from them. So give them their wages. It is an ordinance. And there will be no sin on you about what you have mutually agreed on after the ordinance. Surely Allah was knowing wise.
Hey, Adam, write down, if you don't mind there, we need to do a study in the future. Write down, Adam, we need to do a study in the future about, is there any sin in Islam? Is there any sin in Islam? This is a very unique study. You'll be shocked that nothing is forbidden in Islam. So here we go, guys. I love the word except, the word unless, the word but, or the word if, or the word when. These five words, when you read my translation of the Quran, when you see any of these words, just put circle around it and then highlight what comes up first. You cannot have sex with married women. As a matter of fact, Quran 4:23 gives you the list of all the women you cannot have sex with. And he says, and married women are also forbidden. Okay, except, here's except, all that your right hand possesses. You have her, rape her. Let me say it again. You got her, rape her. This is who? This is Allah in the Quran. That is Islam. That is Islam. So, I see Adam coming up. Go ahead, Adam.
No, brother. You cannot rape her. She willingly have sex with you because she was captured by you. Now she likes you as the master, and she willing you comes to her your bed. Islam does not allow rape. You are Islamophobe, brother.
I'm learning. I made a mistake. I know it's amazing. This movement, man, if you read the Asbab al-Nuzul, why this verse was given to Muhammad.
Mm-hmm.
These Muslim men were fighting, and the husbands of these women run for their life. They were running because, you know, get killed, they run for their escape. So now the Muslim good men got the wives of these Muslim, of these infidel men, whom they know. They know the husband. It's not like these are like, you know, the neighborhood here. We know who's married to who. And we did not be able to kill the man to escape for their life. And we got the wives and the daughters. So they went to Muhammad. Oh, first of all, should we take care of ourselves by marrying our hands? You do not know what it is? Somebody else will tell you what it is. Muslim men can marry their hands.
Nikahul Layl.
Hey, Adam, do you have this? Do you have this in the Arabic? Can you show it to us on Uncle Google, Mr. Google?
The Nikahul Layl? Okay,
yeah.
Give me a sec. You can keep talking.
Take your time. When you get it, let me know. So anyway, so Muhammad said, no. Don't do it. He said, we cannot get involved with these women. We know their husband's still alive. He said, wait. Let me talk to Allah. Hey, subhanAllah, how great Allah is. Quickly, Jibreel came to Muhammad and gave him that verse, which in it says, it's okay. Since we know they're married, we know their husband, we know their husband's still alive, but they are in your possession. You can go ahead, have fun, and marry them. Or no. Have sex with them. Rape them. Excuse me. You cannot marry a woman who is married. But you can have sex with them. This is not marriage, Christy Johnson. This is pure rape. Pure rape. Because none of these women say, please, come on in. I would love to make love to you, honey. No. They were raped. They were raped. And then the rest of the verse goes, I love this. So whatever you enjoy by it, it is their private part. From them, them are the females. So give them their wages. Give them their wages. It is an ordinary, it is an ordinance. Can you imagine what this means? It's an ordinance. In Christianity, we got two ordinances. The baptismal is ordinance. The Lord's Supper is ordinance. Okay? These are the two things all Christians of all denominations, of all beliefs practice. In Islam, you can have marriage for fun. What is marriage for fun? You marry a lady, enjoy her sexually for an hour or for a day. Well, it depends how much money you got, how much willing she's offering her service to you sexually. This prostitution, in the word of Allah in the Quran, is marriage. Muslim called Zawaj al-Muta. Look at this. At the bottom here, we have the what? Marriage for fun. And we've got plenty of hadiths by Sahih Muslim. You can go and read, and you get shocked to know that it is marriage. All Muslim Sunni will argue with you. See, Muhammad allowed it, and then he forbid it. And he allowed it the second time, and then he forbid it. And he allowed it the third time, and he forbid it. But then he never allowed it again. Says who? Says the Muslim Sunni. No Shia would say, here's the verse of Allah in the Quran. Aren't you ashamed of yourself to tell me that Muhammad allow Muslim men to have prostitution, allowed three times, and then he forbidden the last time? Are you sick? Are you really that stupid?
And Umar, I think, blocked it, or Uthman, I forgot who, but not Muhammad eventually.
I'm sorry,
right?
What?
That according to the Sahih Muslim, Umar or Uthman blocked it.
Umar later blocked it.
Umar.
But
yeah.
Muslim will make up this last, right, and left. It doesn't matter, really. Nobody can forbid the word of Allah. Show me a verse of the Quran which says, oh, don't have prostitution. It's forbidden.
Yeah, AK Sniper, for that, watch my video, Halala Marriage and Prostitution in Islam. You will get all the detail on these hadiths. So, brother, I have the Nikahul Layl if
sure.
you want.
Go ahead.
All right. So, this is the Nikahul Layl. As you can see, brother, can you read the Sawal?
هل نكاح اليد من السبعة الذين ذكرهم الحديث وحكم عليهم باللعنة؟ does having sex with hand is one of the seven which the hadith mentioned, and with the judgment on it was cursed. علمًا أنني فعلت.
No, no, brother, 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 hold on. You said having sex with him? Google translator.
Okay.
Brother, you are so wrong in your Arabic. It says, is hand marriage, brother. Marriage with a hand, brother.
Okay, okay. Now, take these words in Arabic out. Let's
take the deen out. Okay, let's take the deen out. Now read it. Oh my goodness. You can't even read it now. You put the deen in the sentence and the nikah becomes marriage, brother.
In what religion is it become marriage? But in reality, it is garbage. Okay? Get out this garbage off my skin, man. What is wrong with you?
Brother, I removed it, brother. I'm back to nikah.
Well, what we talk to here, guys, when you talk to Muslims, we talk about the word nikah in the Quran. I'm not kidding you. When I was with my mama last time before she passed away, I was in my 40s, and I could not say that word in the Arabic language. If my mama right now walking behind me, she's in heaven, praise God. If she walking behind me and she hear me say, nikah al-yad, she would literally come in front of the camera, in front of the and slap me in my face. What kind of Christian son I have that I speak that utter this garbage word out of my mouth? But Muslims in the West, they're so smart. They made that deal with Google. So Prophet Google now became a Muslim. Prophet Google, translation, said the Shahada and he became a Muslim. So when they add religion to these words, somehow automatically go from the F word to marriage.
Yes.
But I'm sorry. It's not. It's not. This is how the Muslim literally manipulate Google translation. And we can do this all day long about many words of different topics. Once in a while, we're going to get Brother Adam to help us to get us another verse.
Well, there's another question. If nikah means marriage with the hand, if you divorce your hand, what will you do? Chop it off?
Hello? Yes, sir. If you divorce your hand after you've been married to your hand, you have to cut it off. Like we're going to see a little bit later in our study in the subject of Sharia. It is stupid. It's really stupid. Thanks, man, for giving me this piece here. Well, let's move on. Let's move on to what is happening. Why I'm sharing all this with you? Because trust me, Muslims who have no problem to give the little children at the age of birth, one day, 1 hour, 1 minute, a baby came out of the mother womb and it's a girl and we know she has the body of a female. Guess what? She can be married to a husband who could be 30, 40, 50 years older than her. If the daddy really, really needed the big dowry or the number of gold or silver or camel from that husband or even just say to become in a good relationship with this, a man will give his daughter after birth to another man. When she gets to the age of 8 or 9, Sharia, not Islam Adagda, Sharia, today, not in Muhammad days, because you see, Christy, in Muhammad days, a 9 years old girl, she used to be big, and she can have sex, and she can have baby, and she can be a normal mama. They see, in Muhammad days, they used to drink camel urine, and that makes them so strong. Today, we don't drink. If we drink camel urine, it will be different. Exactly. That's how Muslims like to come out of this deep hole. Hole of sin, hole of stupidity, hole of garbage. Okay, so now, if a man is willing to give his daughter to marriage in that age, that man will have no problem to rape your daughter on that age. At any age, 19 years old, 11 years old, that's a mature girl in Islam. You can marry them and have sex with them at the age of 8 or 9, and I see your daughter in the street, and I'm a good Muslim now. I'm a good Muslim in America. And I see your daughter in the street. If I can kidnap her, or your wife, by the way, I can kidnap your wife, as we just read in Quran 424, and I can rape them. This is Islam. Here's what's happening in England, or in Sweden, or in Germany, or all over Europe. And the sad thing, no media in America is going to talk about it. Trust me. No media in America will talk about it. Fox News will not talk about it. CNN will not talk about it. I don't know if any other people will talk about it as we're talking about it. That's why I want you, please, share this video. Share this video. I beg you, share this video. Because if you don't share it now, you're not going to share it tomorrow. Because there is no light.
It might be gone.
It might be gone. Yeah. So here we go, what's happening in Sweden.
Well, I just wanted to say it happened in Minnesota, a woman was attacked in the ladies room or going out of the ladies room. Remember this case? And the man said, I married her. Remember this?
Yes.
Yeah. So it has happened in America.
Say, just give me your wife, give me your daughter. That's it. I'm going to marry them. Okay? Now, what do we need here? Go ahead, Crystal. Leave this slide for us.
Sweden has the second highest Muslim immigration rate in Europe and the second highest sexual assault rate in Europe.
How do you like that, Christy? More Muslim immigrants and more rape. Guess what, America? More Muslims coming to America, more rape. Not just Minnesota. It's going to be in every state.
Yeah.
They're just waiting to get to the right number when it's too late to fix it.
And the churches, many of them, Catholic Charities and others, are the ones who are helping these immigrants that have come in, many of them illegally, some of them from Afghanistan, and they are the primary ones who are helping them move into communities around you. I've already seen it here in my area.
They were making money, Christy.
Yes, they pay them.
Between 1,000 to 5,000 for every Muslim they reinstate in America. You bring it to America, they make money. Why not? Why not? Adam, I see you have some video.
Yeah, brother. You have spoken a lot about Sunni Islam. May I show you a video about Ayatollah Khomeini, a Shia Islam?
Absolutely. Go for it.
All right. This is Ayatollah Khomeini, the book of Sharia of Shia Islam, so that we will capture this from both Sunni and Shia. So here you go, brother. Let me play this video. I forgot where it is.
Do you want me to hit play, Adam?
No, you cannot hit play. It's, you can't hit play. I have lost it.
It does not work.
Okay. I am sharing it. But where is it?
Should I have
so many tabs open? Now it is. There you go. I'm playing it.
All right. Child raping. So how about I just show you the book? This here is Tahrir al-Wasila, and it's volume number 2, and published in the Islamic Republic of Iran. We'll take a look at the license of the book published by the institute that publishes and spreads the teachings of Imam Khomeini. This is their email if you'd like to go and say thank you to them. These advocates for child rape. This is Uzuwat Zawja Qabla Ikmala Tis'a Sineen. It is not permissible to sexually penetrate the wife before she finishes 9 years old, whether it be permanent or temporary marriage. وَأَمَّا سَائِرِ الْإِسْتَمْتَعَاتِ As for other methods and means of sexual pleasure and entertainment, كَلَّمْسِ بِشَهْوَةِ Like touching out of sexual lust and hugging out of sexual lust. وَالتَّفْخِيدِ Thighing, which basically means folding the thighs of the underage girl and penetrating her thighs. All of these, كَلَّمْسِ بِشَهْوَةِ touching her, touching the baby girl with a sexual desire, sexual lust, hugging her with a sexual lust, and sighing her, فَلَا بَأْسَ بِهَا There is no problem in that. فَلَا بَأْسَ بِهَا There is no problem in that. حَتَّى even فَالرَّضِيعَ Even with the baby girl, newborn, رَضِيعَ means the baby that is suckling, that is being breastfed, that was born yesterday. Even with the young 1-day-year-old, 1-hour-year-old, 2-hour-year-old baby, what can you do with the baby? He tells you, you can sigh it, you can hug it in a lustful way, and you can touch it in its private areas. And he names it as sexual pleasures with this newborn baby.
What is going to come next, if you have children and you have on speaker, please put on your headsets. Remove it if you have children around. What is coming next is bad. please. That's, I already said that. Remove your children, please. This is Sharia Islamia according to Ayatollah Khomeini, the biggest imam of Shia Islam.
Then he says, وَلَوْ وَطَأَهَا قَبْلَ التَّيْسِ وَلَمْ يَفُضَّهَا. And even if this little baby, you see this comma, it's not a full stop, it's a continuation of this. This baby, if she is penetrated, deflowered before the age of 9, لَمْ يَتَرَتَّبْ عَلَيْهِ شَيْءٍ, there is nothing that could happen to the man as a punishment. Nothing happens to the rapist as a punishment. غَيْرَ الْإِثْمِ, other than that, that rapist has sinned between himself and God, which means there's no punishment, there's no imprisonment, nothing. He just sinned, a minor sin. Then he says, وَإِنْ أَفْضَاهَا, and if he does rape her, penetrate her, insert his male organ inside her to the point, بِأَنَّ جَعَلَ مَسْلَكَ الْبَوْلِ وَالْحَيْضِ وَاحَدًا, to the point that he rips the passage between the vagina and the external side of the body. أَوْ مَسْلَكَ الْحَيْضِ وَالْغَاءَةْ وَاحَدًا, to the point that there are no longer two holes. Everything becomes one big hole because he has ripped the little baby in half. Then he says, حَرُمَ عَلَيْهِ وَطْعُهَا, then only can you refrain from raping the little baby. Then he says over here, وَيَجِبْ عَلَيْهِ نَفَقَتُهَا إِذَا دَامَتْ حَيَّةً, and if she remains alive, this little baby, if she remains alive, then you have to give her money. وَإِنْ طَلَّقَهَا, even if he divorces her, this little baby girl. Now, بَلْ وَإِنْ تَزَوْجَتْ بَعْدَ الطَّلَاقِ, and after this rapist has finished raping the little baby girl, and he pays her the money, and she goes to marry off another person, another rapist, who's a baby girl, marries off another rapist, بَعْدَ الطَّلَاقِ عَلَى الْأَحْوَاطِ, and then after she rapes this, she is raped once again by the new rapist, it says, وَيَجِبْ عَلَيْهِ دِيَةِ الْإِفْضَاءِ, he needs to give her, this little girl, more money, the dowry, for taking her virginity. Other than that, she is an object that can be molested and raped and touched and fired, even if she's younger than 9. Why? Because لَا بَأْسَ فَلَا بَأْسَ بِهَا, there's no problem in that. Imam Khomeini.
Brother, that is Shia Islam. That is Shia Islam. And if you want Sunni Islam, I have books. I can show you almost similar stuff in the Sunni Islam book in the Pakistan. You know, the Deobandi sect of Islam is the most predominant sect of Islam in Pakistan and India and Sri Lanka. The same things are written over there. I can open up the book called Heavenly Ornament, which means, which is the ornament is the zaver, the of heaven, of Jannah. And that book, and you know, in UK, most people are from Deobandi. So their Islamic mosques have this book inside their mosques that I am going to show you guys right now. Brother, I know I'm taking a little bit of your time.
No, Adam, go ahead.
So this is called Heavenly Ornament, Bahishti Zaver. This is... Bahishti means Bahisht means heaven, right, brother?
Yeah.
I'm gonna share my screen, and you have to add it to the screen. Unfortunately, I have to join in from another browser, so please add it to the screen.
Just tell me how to do that, Adam.
Just move your mouse over it, and you have an add button. Add it to the screen button, just like that.
Now?
Yes, brother. There should be a share screen, not your share screen, but my share screen would be there,
okay.
Down there.
All I see is stop sharing. You already in.
No, above, just above, right next to me, right next to you, there should be a book that you can see. Just move your mouse over and add the screen.
Okay, I see it now here.
You should be able to do that now, brother. You are very good now.
Leave them not. Nothing is happening.
Yeah. You know, just move your mouse over and click add to stream.
This one here? Add to stream?
Awesome. You did it.
I'm learning. Give me time, please.
All right. So let me... This is Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi, Heavenly Ornament. I guarantee you at least 70% of the mosques in Great Britain should have this book because they are coming from Pakistan. In the page number 50, 70-something, there is a chapter called Chapter of Hostel. Let me just verify what is the Chapter of Hostel. I forgot the numbers, page numbers right now. Let me just see. Chapter of Hostel is 75. So we'll go for, 73. So page number 73, let's see, where is 73? This is 70. And I will read a couple of things. Act, things or acts which make ghusl. Ghusl is the Islamic bathing.
Oh, that's wash.
Yeah, Islamic bathing, that is necessary. Okay. I'm sorry, this will be a little bit bad. So please bear with me. If a person has sexual intercourse with a minor girl, means the girl which is underage, which is below 9, she does not have menstruation cycles. Ghusl will not be obligatory farad on her because she is below the age of 9. So the ghusl is not farad on her, but she can have sex. Imagine that, Brother Osama. But in order to get her into a habit, she should be made to bathe. Brother, what do you want to say on that?
It's garbage. I don't understand how in the world British people allow Muslim Shiites who believe in this garbage.
No, this is Sunni. Brother, this is Sunni. I showed you the Shia. This is Sunni now.
I thought you were still talking about Khomeini's book.
No, Khomeini is gone. I'm now showing that the same thing is written in Sunni Islam.
I'm sorry, Abba. Remember now, we just read in the, we read in the Reliance of the Traveler, 8-9, so it's okay, 8-9, what difference does it make? But it's, you know, Islam is cleanliness, Islam is pure. So if you're going to have sex with a little 8 or 9 years old, teach him the habit to wash so he can be clean. I apologize. I thought you're still on Khomeini, man.
I'm giving you a proper comparison. Okay. This is Sunni Islam now. And it says in page number, let me see this page number, 74. Bahishti Zewar, Heavenly Ornament. That's why I said 80% of the mosque Islamic centers in the Great Britain, because these people are coming from Pakistan and Sri Lanka and India. They should have this book. This is a predominant sect of Islam, Sunni Islam, in Pakistan and India. Second case, if a woman is underage, but not so small that if one has intercourse with her, there is a fear of the vaginal tissue tearing to such an extent that the vagina and the anus will virtually come together, means will become one whole. Then by the insertion of the glands of the penis into the vaginal gland, ghusl will become farz on the man. If he has reached the age of puberty, if the man has reached the age of puberty, it will become farz. However, if there is the affirmative fear in the very minor girl, then mere insertion of the penis does not render ghusl obligatory. I'm not going to translate it or explain it. I think it's pretty self-explanatory.
This is easy English for anybody to understand.
Yes. One more. If a man has intercourse with any underage woman, ghusl will not be farad on the condition that the semen does not come out and that woman is so young, that one fears that by having intercourse with her, her private parts will be connected, means her anus and her vagina will be connected and you will rip her into two. And you have a segment number 40 over here, right? Read 40 down here. 40. On account of her being underage, her front and the back private parts are very close by and it will be difficult to differentiate between the two holes. Brother, this is Sunni Islam, Deobandi sect, which is the predominant sect of Islam.
Islam is pure, Islam is holy, and I love Dr. Ruqayya Abdul Maqsood, as we're going to be talking about her later. She would tell you, not like in Christianity, marriage in Islam, intimate relationship between a man and woman is holy. Holy stupid! Holy garbage!
Brother, I hope this gives you the verdicts of the tafsir and exegetes of the Quranic verdict and their early scholars and the Sharia. This is the most, I tell you, this is the most predominant sect of Islam. Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi, who created the sect of Islam called Deobandi Fiqh. Any person who is holy in the righteousness of Allah, they are called Deobandis. And I'm not saying that. I've done a couple of videos on that. And I showed from the Islamic scholars coming from the Eastern Asia part, they are saying that. There's a video on my channel, two videos, where I showed all that. That's the reality.
This is sick. This is sad. Now, knowing this, Christy, oh, go ahead, sis. You want to say something?
No, I just want to say that people need to understand, for us to be talking about Islam and how evil it is, the damage that's being done, and we see these children coming into our country without parents, unaccompanied minors being brought into the country.
Don't worry, there's blankets, most of the family would these children.
But what I'm trying to say is, it makes you wonder how deliberate all of this is, because there's suspicions that many of these kids are just disappearing. Nobody knows where they're going. And Lord help these children who are victims. Even the ones that are coming with their husbands are victims. And I've put pictures of some of these little girls up on the slideshow for the Global Patriot Radio, but it's pitiful. They're nothing compared to what these children could experience.
I'm sorry about these graphic kind of text, but this is not what me saying. This is not what Osama is saying. These books are shown.
Yes.
We read exactly what the books are saying. So either remove those books, burn them. But these books are the books which were given to the girls when they get married in Pakistan. Right now, in the 21st century, in 2021, they give this book to the girl who gets married to any guy. And there are so many cases of pedophile marriages in Pakistan. The most recent case happened near province of Sindh. And there was a guy of almost 75, 78 years of an age who married a 14 years old girl. And the media kind of showed it. And then they went to his home and they interviewed this guy. And they were abusing him that you did bad, this is wrong, you married such a young girl. And, you know, Brother Osama, he just stated one sentence. He stated, MashaAllah, I followed the sunnah of Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And he married at the age of 53 with Aisha at the age of 9. I married at the age of 75 with a 14 years of age. This is the sunnah.
Amen.
And if the husband and the wife is agreed upon, there is no sin upon it.
Sure.
Brother Osama, that news went out of the Pakistan media like there was nothing. Like it was nothing.
Are you going to insult Muhammad? Are you going to insult the Sunnah of Islam? What's wrong with you, man? You must be an infidel, you know? It's sick. It's sick. I got a few more slides I'd like to share with you guys from this decision to understand what's happening in Europe. So that is the first one, okay, in Sweden. Let's move on to... Go ahead, Chris.
One in five women in the UK will be sexually assaulted.
Who said that? Canada, free press. Not a very conservative. I'm going to prove to you they're not conservative from the following slide. We're talking about 20% of the females of England, women, not children. Forget about the children. We got all the children to rape, okay? That's going to be the normal. Talk about the grown-up woman, okay? Here we go.
The statistics suggest that the key factor is not necessarily a high Muslim population, but a high Muslim immigrant population.
You know how stupid is this to make that statement?
It's stupid.
It's not how many Muslims live in England. No. How many immigrants came in? The problem is we need to bring them in small doses. Don't bring in a billion at a time. How about 50,000 at a time or 100,000 at a time? You stupid. You stupid people have no logical common sense. There is no difference between Muslim immigration or Muslim population. The more immigration, the bigger the population, the more rape will happen all over Europe as well as here as USA in a city near you. Just, I hope somebody records this video before they take him off YouTube.
Yeah.
Give them a computer, guys. Save them, because 5 years from now, I maybe will not be here. But you can play that video and say, you summon that dog. The Straight Wave Grace Ministry warned us about that. Let's continue.
The more open a European country is to Muslim mass migration, the more dangerous it is to women.
So it's not about immigration or migration. It's about a mass migration. Make it short. 50,000 every month is better than a million every month. Slow down, because you see what's happening? When the people come from the Muslim culture, and they do not know the American culture, even though they speak English, when a woman say, no, no, please, don't rape me, no, please, they don't understand that she meant no. She actually said, yes, do it, please rape me. That's how this is, because different culture. So you need to bring them in a small number, a few thousand here, a few thousand there, and spread them all over the country, and teach them the culture. Teaching no means no, means don't. And you keep bringing Muslims to Europe and bring Muslims to America, and they will never rape you. It's not, the problem is not in migration, but mass migration. Slow down the numbers, not 2 million every year, but maybe 500,000, okay? That will fix the problem. That is how stupid these people are. How do you like that picture, Christy Johnson?
Oh, I remember this picture, yeah.
That is in the country of Yemen. Don't you love it? Here is great-grandpa married to this beautiful little girl.
Just what we've been talking about.
Yeah, that's Christy. This is the norm. That is, I can imagine. Here's Muhammad, 54 years old, and Aisha is 9 years old. Don't see anything wrong with that. If it is good for Muhammad, it's good for every Muslim man. Here's the noblest example, for heaven's sake. We got the books. We got the Sharia. We got the teaching of Islam. We got the practice of Islam. What's wrong with that?
Of course I do. But you see, this is the problem that people who want to say Islam and Christianity, I mean, they're like, they worship the same God. This is the evidence that this.
Can't you see she's happy? Can you see the smile on her face? She's very happy. What is wrong with you? Because you don't like her for some reason? Because you're a Islamophobe, or because you're a white supremacist? Or because you're a racist? What is your problem? She's happy. Can't you see her in the picture?
Usama, I don't care. There's another picture of her, too. And we've seen that one.
How about this one?
Yes. And people claimed that these were not marriages that were happening.
You made this picture, Christy. I think that's a Photoshop, and you made it up just to make Islam look bad.
Yes.
Like all the infidels of the West would like to make Islam look bad. These are beautiful girls who are just in a party time. These are their uncles, or these are their somebody else. They're not their wife. Are you trying to tell me that these grown-up men in their 30s marry this little girl? Come on, Christy. You must be an infidel or something. Are you?
They're sisters, brother. Sisters.
Oh, these are the
baby
sisters.
Yes, brother.
Yeah.
Baby sisters.
That's not baby sisters. He could not be the same man, came from the same mama of these little girls.
Brother, you are Islamophobe, brother.
I know. Must be. You know what? We should demand that this video, especially this one, Woman Islam number 4, should be removed from YouTube, because how dare you are to tell me that these are how Muslims practice Islam. All the books you read was fabricated. The Quran verses are fabricated. You're taking this verse out of context. That's not what Muhammad did. Muhammad never married Aisha when she was 6 years old, and he never been involved with her sexually. When she was 9 years old, she was actually 28 or 29. If I remember, it was summer of
69.
She was 69 years old.
By the way, her elder sister has no record that she died at the age of 100. Yet she is not lying. But
so,
because of
hadith,
her.
By the way, if you continue with the hadith, she said, Muhammad married me when I was 6, had sex with me when I was 9, and he died when I was 18. Muhammad died at the age of 63. That means he was 54 years old when he
raised. You're reading from Da'if al-Bukhari, right?
Yes. Yes, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, Da'if al-Bukhari, okay.
Da'if, very weak. He was falling apart. He was so weak. We read these verses before. I just want to emphasize that, guys, praise God for the Bible. Praise God for the truth of the scripture. If it's Ephesians or if it's Peter or if it's Paul, the letter of Paul to the Ephesians or Peter's writing, either way, this is the holy marriage. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall be joined unto his wife, not his child, not his little girl. And this is it. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself. Do you love yourself? Do you love your wife as you love yourself? If we talk about marriage in Islam, for example, in 4:3, a man can be involved with 4 women. He didn't go 2 and 3 and 4. If a man loves his as much as he loves himself, would you let your wife have 2 and 3 and 4 husbands? Hello? Hello? She cannot be married but to you. You love yourself and you love her. You can be married to 3 other women, okay? Then she has the right to have 3 other husbands next to you. It's not fair.
You will not know whose kid is this. That's the Islamic narrative, brother. Sorry, but that's the Islamic narrative. Then you will not know whose kid this girl is bearing.
Oh, that's a problem. We got DNA tests, Adam. DNA tests can be very simple. We can figure out which one is the daddy if she's married to 4 husbands. Now we've got the DNA, and trust me, DNA, 100% true. A small test does not cost that much money, and they can tell you who is the father of the baby if you got 1,000 fathers. They will know which one. For just 4, it's easy.
But brother, right now, you know that in Egypt, the imam actually rejected the DNA test. He said it is not Islamic.
Amen. Because every bid'ah, every invention is from the devil, and every bid'ah, every invention will be in hell. All right. How about this next one here? You know what? I don't want to get to this. Christy, we have to stop you. Write it down, Christy.
Okay.
Sexual intimacy, because that's very important. Dr. Raqiyah is going to change your mind completely about Islam. Because you're going to see the holy marriage in Islam, the union in Islam, not like you in America. Not like you in America. So remember this, Christy. Sexual intimacy outside of marriage is forbidden. It is haram. It is a no in Islam. You burn in hell if you have sex out of marriage. We have marriage in Islam.
What slide is it, Usama? What number?
I have no idea.
I got it. No problem.
But rather, even in Sunni Islam, if you go out for Islam to do your work and you have gone out for over 40 days, you can marry somebody and then divorce her when your work is done. I forgot the specific word for that.
I promise you it's coming. I love you.
It's coming?
Will I put it down? Well, Adam, will I put it down? Have I ever insulted you or said something on... it's coming.
Awesome. Next session, we will have that.
I will do my best. If not next session, the following session, but it's coming.
And share this stuff right away, people, because we never know whether it'll be here or not.
I pray that the YouTube people and those who are in charge leave this education alone. Do not bother us. Don't hide the truth. Don't be a stupid.
Hey, I got a better idea.
Yeah.
Jesus, protect it. Protect the truth.
Amen.
Yeah.
We'll pray. Lord is willing. We'll get other 2 programs. They will keep it alone.
Brother, I have a question.
Sure.
You know, Bible far more than me. I've been a Christian for almost 2 years, a little over 2 years now. I have studied the Bible a couple of times, cover to cover, but have you ever seen Bible showing somewhere that you can actually temporarily marry somebody?
Again, what?
Temporary marriage. Is it ever in the Bible?
Temporary marriage, my foot. Keep that question for next week. Because I don't have time to answer it today. Guys, please share this video. Ring the bell. And do all the good stuff you want to make. You know, here's
like,
a shame, my It is my heart. I do not. I never ask for money. I don't want, and some of you already are blessing us through this, what do you call this?
Patreon.
Patreon. God is my witness. Until a few weeks ago, I did not know how much money the ministry is making from Patreon. And I care less about if you send me another dollar. If you want to support our ministry, praise God. We can use every dime you can send. But all I'm asking you, share that video. I have today these few numbers of people showing up. I want to double them and quadruple them. I want to hit the thousands. I cannot hit the thousands or the 50,000, 100,000 life unless you do your job. I'm doing my part. Chris is doing her part. Adam does his part. Now it's your part. Share this with others. Do you think this is important? Do you really love this country? Do you really love your children, your grandchildren? Do you really love the Muslims who live among us in America? They need to know that. And the only way they can know that if we share this information. Our time is up. So any last words, Christy?
Just thank you all, and please pray, because Muslims need Jesus. They have no hope. I mean, they have no hope without the Lord.
Amen.
Osama, don't end the YouTube. After this, we're going to talk with our YouTube subscribers. You can end the radio after your commercial.
So we do the commercial and we close it later?
We'll close the radio broadcast, but don't end the broadcast on
right.
YouTube.
Yeah, because we've only got 3 minutes till we have to end the radio.
Before I put this prayer, please don't hang up right now. Listen to this prayer. Let God speak to your heart. Maybe this will be a prayer. My heart desire is to see one person get saved every radio broadcast and every TV broadcast. So listen carefully to this last 2.5 minutes. Not much. Don't hang up and share this with others. All right? God bless you all.
Thank you.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. Given and removed. And that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity. Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth.
Amen. Amen.